I think you should choose the way you behave as a response to how other people do. I've never really looked up to people. It's like I'm always kind of looking for their sort of faults really more than their good stuff. It's sort of much more in tune with sort of Englishness and sort of growing up in sort of a really sort of crap suburban existence. And when I grew up in Ilford, sort of East London suburbs, and there was nothing to do, nothing to sort of really aspire to. And a lot of the songs on the album are kind of little sort of vignettes of that kind of life. I think that's kind of what we're about really. It's like any sort of accepted ideas or views that you get, you kind of look at them a bit sort of strangely maybe, and just sort of, I don't like to accept things really, so I like to sort of look at the other side of stuff as much as I can really. I started off the research just from the, I was like, sort of feminist, sort of Labour Party, all this kind of bollocks. And it just sort of started to get to me. It was like, there was loads of people at college who were just sort of so into sort of a very sort of repressive kind of attitude to stuff, and they'd be really left-wing and they'd be really sort of feminist, and they'd be at home sort of reading porn and kind of just, they'd be more into their own sort of careers rather than anything truly altruistic. I think it's a really escapist thing to do. It's the most escapist thing you can do is get on stage and play a set. That's probably the thing that we do that I enjoy the most. And just be able to get paid to do something that's creative, that's a real luxury really. Just, not many people get the chance to do that. And everyone's capable of that, I think. You can learn to do anything really. I don't think it's something that you're born with. I don't think you're born with a great talent. I think you learn it, and some people are lucky enough to pick it up along the way. Like, I don't know where I sort of learned to sing or write. You just pick it up, and that's also a question of luck. I don't think you're born with a talent, I think you kind of acquire it along the way. He's moving about. You kind of start to see yourself more through the eyes of what is in the press than what you really think. And you just, I think you can, it's very easy to sort of read it and act as a response to it. So I'm trying not to read too much. You just can't keep an eye on it, so what's going on. You'd read interviews with people and then they'd sort of complain about it later and say, well, I didn't say that, it wasn't really like that, and I didn't really come across like that, surely. And you think, oh yeah, right. But then you start to do it and you realise that it's very easy to sort of turn stuff around and sort of create a very different sort of image to the one that you really are.